Jane Elias is the program manager for Sonoma County's Energy Independence Program, Skype for short. The program has just turned 5. It's celebrating an anniversary. What do you point to, Jane, as the biggest accomplishments in those 5 years?
I think one of the biggest accomplishments is the number of projects that we've been able to provide financing for here in the county, residential and commercial, through the PACE or Property Assessed Clean Energy Financing. That's one of the biggest accomplishments, as well as we did have the battle with the Federal Housing Finance Authority through a good portion of those years.
What are the numbers like? How many people have gotten involved?
We've had over 2,000 participants for the financing, and we've provided over $66 million.
That's pretty impressive. Is it equally distributed throughout the county?
It's pretty equally distributed by population of the different cities and towns and unincorporated area by population, yes.
So for people who may not be acquainted with the program, what sorts of projects are we talking about?
We can provide financing for energy retrofits that includes energy efficiency, renewable energy such as solar and water conservation projects, and we actually finance for over 90 eligible improvements for both residential and commercial properties. The financing allows people to go ahead and make those upgrades, and then they pay that back over 10 or 20 years through their property taxes.
And that became a sticking point. We had to get some special dispensation for it to go forward?
Well, there was some sticking point back in 2010 with the Federal Housing Finance Authority. They are the conservators that oversee Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. We got involved in a lawsuit along with the state of California, Sierra Club, and the county of Placer against that. That lawsuit ended over a year ago. And then this year, Governor Jerry Brown, along with the state treasurer, introduced a statewide PACE reserve fund that would hopefully remove any of those additional risks to first mortgage lenders, essentially an insurance fund, cover that portion of a PACE assessment.
What sorts of projects are people doing most often?
We still have a pretty big mix of efficiency and solar, a little bit of water conservation, although we anticipate seeing more water conservation coming into play here soon with the droughts. A good portion of it has provided financing for solar projects.
So 5 years behind us now, what lies ahead?
In the future, we're hoping to just continue to do more PACE funding with the new statewide reserve fund that's coming into play. We certainly see a resurgence of PACE going on, not just here locally, but we're going to see it statewide and nationwide. There are PACE programs that are happening all over the place. Congressman Mike Thompson just last month introduced federal legislation, H.R. 4285, to try and get PACE federal legislation passed. So we have that on the horizon as well. And with additional PACE programs throughout the state of California, having some of those also come into Sonoma County to provide additional PACE financing.
Sounds like an idea that's really catching on. And Sonoma County was ahead of the curve a little bit?
Yes, we were. We were the first PACE program to involve multiple municipalities, the first one to go countywide and have multiple jurisdictions with all 9 cities and towns signing on. Before that, it was just the city of Berkeley and the city of Palm Desert, and we are definitely the longest-running PACE program.
Well, it sounds like something worth celebrating. Thanks very much for taking time to talk with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.